Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a longtime, 15-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the former senior partner with Tatum LLC. He is an independent advisor to CEOs and board of directors over the years, has been the president of a publicly traded company on his own, and now he is just sharing his long time wisdom and much well-earned wisdom with us. We're very fortunate to have him in our Brain Trust. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
You're always welcome here, Sam. Hey, over the last couple of 3 weeks, I tried to, actually about a month or so, I was doing as much reporting as I could on the British decision, the Great Britain decision, or the vote coming up, the impending vote to leave the European Union, and then they had the vote, and they voted to leave. Then after that, I talked to a couple of people about that, and one of the things that I kept trying to get people to talk about, and I wasn't having as much luck with a lot of other folks as I thought we should be talking about, and that was the implications, not just the immediate stuff, but the long-term implications of Great Britain leaving. I mean, this is a major member. Not like Greece, a major member of the EU, leaving that union. It's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal, and long-term, one of the concerns about the vote to leave is that it might just be the beginning of the long-term unwinding of the EU.
That's the part I tried to get people to talk about, and I couldn't get any of my guests to really dwell on that, and I kept saying, guys, Greece... The only reason they kept Greece in and funded and bailed them out was so they couldn't develop a path to exit.
It's not easy to do that. And by now, Greece is so indebted that if they, there's not a good way for them to leave. But here's for the overall perspective: when they set up the EU, the European Union, the belief was that they will become more like the United States, and mm-hmm. nationalism will fade away,
right.
And they'll think of themselves as Europeans, not as French, mm-hmm. German, Italians, Spanish, and so on. What has happened is the exact reverse of that.
Right.
Nationalism is stronger now than ever, and politically it is difficult for... it has become extremely difficult for Great Britain to be taking the laws from Brussels. Let's say Brussels would be the equivalent of our being subjected to rules from bureaucrats in Ottawa, Canada.
Right,
as
exactly.
An example. And so it was a political thing. They needed. They felt like they needed independence. They're nationalistic, and
their languages. Their languages are so strong. I mean, I knew people in Italy who worked in France and did not speak French. They would not. I don't know how they got. They were next door neighbors. They made their living partly in France, but they wouldn't learn to speak French. The language is what is a big part of it. We don't have that problem in America, of course. And that's a big reason for the difference. But tell me this: what will Brexit mean to Main Street small businesses?
It'll mean very little, because Brexit it can mean something certainly in Britain. For example, it raises uncertainty in Britain, but that doesn't affect small business in America. It'll, and the uncertainty in Britain will cause some reduction in capital expenditures and a reduction in the major projects, because uncertainty, that's the effect of that. But that doesn't mean that it has an effect on small business in America. We go on as usual. It has very little effect whatsoever here.
Right. Well, now one thing, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, is it is affecting interest rates some.
Yep.
I think. And so,
well, in interest rates on a global basis, we're all racing lower and lower and lower.
Lower and lower.
I really believe, of course, Germany already has negative interest rates.
Hold on to that thought, because I want to. That's what we're going to talk about after these messages.
The
sort of unrest, upheaval, uncertainty about what's going on because of Brexit has an increasingly downward pressure on interest rates, and that is going to affect small businesses out here on Main Street. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.